Mills Daily.
Another one?
It's a certified bob.
Yes.
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bumbleleo.
Easy Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Look me in the eyes and tell me this is not a brilliant record.
Oh, that was amazing.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, there is an excellent Bumbleo. I've got to say, it's one of the best in weeks. It really is.
I think what it was a real urge, a real hunger, a real desperation to just get it out.
Yeah, I went full beans.
I was really banking up today. I loved it.
Also, Sophie from the show has been messaged by a boy on Facebook. She's got a boyfriend. He's like, hi, I used to fancy you at uni. What do we do about it? We'll decide on today's show. And Sam Fender rates his own live lounge, and we admit what happened a few weeks ago in a pub around the road from Radio 1 with a fake Fender. You right, Chris?
I am very, very good. Yeah, pleased to be back. What did I miss yesterday?
Yesterday, you missed our caller Katie, who lives in Chicago, Illinois. Do you remember? She was on the day before as well.
Yes, this was the Anne Boleyn fan. Yeah. Fan Boleyn.
Fan Boleyn loves Harry Potter as well. Castles, old buildings, history. Never been to the UK before. It turns out that Edinburgh is the best place for her to go for anything like that. And also, we were made aware of a Anne Boleyn themed escape room in Norwich where you can pretend to be members of Anne Boleyn's family.
Why is that a thing?
Right, we need to go to that.
We definitely do. I didn't know they theme escape rooms. And I think the other thing with this is I love that Katie is a fan of Anne Boleyn. Because most people are fans of like big pop stars or celebrities, yeah, that sort of thing. To be the fan of
Anne Boleyn,
historical wife is, yeah, quite a thing.
Anne Boleyn and Steve would be good, wouldn't it?
It would be good.
If Anne was still with us.
There's a number of reasons why that couldn't happen.
Yeah, but you can, yeah, you can be any member of her family. You can be Pam Boleyn. Jeff Boleyn.
Who's Pam Boleyn, please?
Mum and Dad.
Is that real?
Yeah,
is
real.
It's just like...
real.
Wow.
One!
As if Anne Boleyn's dad was called Jeff. Don't be ridiculous.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what I love about social media is when someone finds old stuff that you've never seen before. Do you remember a while back we had that guy on that unearthed all those old clips of that TV show Airline?
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. So it might be stuff that you watched, but when you were really young.
Yeah.
And it's just come back round. It's all fresh again.
But the Airline stuff is yeah, priceless.
Well, I agree.
That show, man. They need to bring it back.
It's watching people getting so angry when they miss their flights.
Yeah. It's simple but great. So I don't think I've ever seen this, but a guy called Callum put this on Twitter the other day, and I can't stop watching it. So I think it's from a while back, and it's Nadine Coyle from Girls Aloud. Are you aware of this? Don't you? I was with her just the other night.
Yeah, so ordinarily you would, but now you know her.
Yeah.
Did you get her number?
So flaky.
And stuff like that, you're staying in touch.
Maybe, yeah.
So you can't hoo her.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's incredible, this. I love her voice anyway, and I love her accent. But have you heard how she says hours?
No. I seem to remember ages ago something about flour, and that was quite a big thing at the time, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She was doing some cooking, talked about flour.
Right. Okay, so what Nadine is saying here is hours and hours.
What about when you were in Girls Aloud? Did you guys ever go off and beautify? Did you ever...
That was a long beautifying process.
Long.
Oh my God, ears and ears and ears.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Ears. Isn't that great?
Well, I'm not sure I've heard it pronounced that way before.
See, if I had known about this clip before I saw her the other night, I would have just asked her to say hours all night.
So how does she do towers?
Tires.
We should just get her in.
Yeah. Can we?
Yeah.
Please.
What else rhymes with hours?
Ears and ears and ears.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Maybe what we do is we get Nadine on and just get to say power shower over and over again. See how it sounds.
Just that, yeah?
I mean, maybe we're just reading too much into the way she says it, you know?
No, like a lot of people from Derry have been on saying that's just your typical Derry accent.
Yeah.
Sophie says, as if they're even talking about the way Nadine says hours. Like, I don't understand how else ours can be pronounced. Just the way you say it.
Ours and ours and ours.
Yes.
I mean, I could listen to it all day, though. I just love her voice. Right, have you seen my screen? No, yesterday they changed it to a picture of you. I don't know how to change it.
Yeah,
I don't know how to change
it
back.
That. I thought it was a weird move from you.
It wasn't me doing it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so a couple of days ago, Sophie, who works on the show, got a message out of the blue from this guy who she was at uni with. And this is what the message said.
Hey, how you doing? I know this is incredibly random and out of the blue, but you popped up on my timeline and it reminded me how I always had a bit of a soft spot for you at uni. Was wondering if you're single at the moment and fancy grabbing a drink. No worries if not. Appreciate this completely out of the blue. Kiss.
Now, Sophie does have a boyfriend. She's very happy. And her boyfriend suggested that she tells the uni guy she's met her future husband. But we wanted to know what you think.
Right.
Still okay. Not replied, have you?
Nah. No.
Okay. All right. Hey, Cheska.
Hey.
What do you think?
See, I think that it's really awkward. I think she should, like, take up what her other half said about the whole I've met my future husband thing and say, why don't you, like, come and hook up with one of the bridesmaids at our wedding?
What, so...
You know, and then, like, you know, make the best of a bad situation. He might not be able to have her, but he could find, like, a friend. I don't know.
Why are you trying to matchmake him?
Maybe he needs, like, a bit of help. So
but hang on, this
like
is...
help him.
But this is already ridiculous, because if Sophie's boyfriend is already announcing that he's going to be the husband, everything's moving a lot quicker. It's, like, too fast how this is all moving. Suddenly, the guy who's kind of creeping into the DMs late at night, essentially, I think, well, for what it's worth, I think it was a little booty call. Mm. It's like, how's he ended up at the wedding? It's all gone mad.
Well, I mean, it's the 21st century, isn't it? Anything can happen. I mean, why not make him best man whilst we're at it, you know?
That's just silly.
Have you been in this situation?
Yeah, it was really, really super awkward.
What happened?
The same thing, but an ex messaged me whilst I was in a relationship with my boyfriend, who I'm still in a relationship now. Anyway, I ended up sending back, like, a really mature message, and it was fine. And
tell me the mature message, please.
You know, hey, really nice to hear from you.
Is it like, have a nice life?
Yeah.
That's so, the best reply ever. Do you know who told me that once? Richard Madeley.
What?
Richard and Judy. I thought it was one of the weirdest things to ever say to someone.
What do you mean?
It was like ages ago. I was younger. I met him, had a photo with him, and then he was like, anyway, have a nice life. I was like, what a weird thing to say. And then we encountered him on another night. So actually, he did see me again. So there, have that.
Georgie, what do you reckon?
If I were you, I'd say something along the lines of, hey, how are you? I'm in a relationship. What are you up to these days? Be good to meet up if you fancy catching up.
No!
And maybe...
Why are you why meet up with him?
I wasn't here yesterday. I think that an option here has been missed, which is, Sophie, you don't have to feel any pressure. You're not married or anything, despite what everyone is sort of pushing towards you here. If you want to meet up with him and go and explore things with that man, why not? Like, why can't he be an option?
Oh, I really hope your boyfriend's listening.
Well, as long as you let your boyfriend know what you're up to, Sophie, then there's no quarrels, is there? Just make sure you keep it clear and concise. So, good luck.
Good luck. Have a nice life.
Keep it clear and concise, kids.
Why are you crawling under the desk?
It's just so awkward.
Right. Mm. Jack, what do you think that message was all about?
I think it's a booty call.
Yeah.
I think he's been out with a lad. Everyone started parting ways. He started looking for his phone. Oh, there's somebody I used to speak to. Drop the message.
That's my hunch as well, actually.
Mm, I think so. We've all done it.
Oh, yeah, we've all done it. I think she should really just be blunt with him and say she doesn't appreciate text messages gone 12 o'clock.
No text messages past 12, please. It wasn't a text, it was a Facebook Messenger thing. But yeah, after 12, not okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Does Sophie's profile, out of curiosity on Facebook, say that she's in a relationship?
Oh.
Another person. If it was Facebook Messenger, wait, why hadn't he looked at her relationship status?
Are you in a relationship or no?
She's
not sure, it's ambiguous.
Right. To be fair, you don't really check Facebook anymore since you were in this relationship. Is correct.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I know how you feel. Right, you get to this point in the week and you're like, oh, I just need a little bit of a boost. You know, like you have that kind of mid-afternoon slump.
Well, that's it, wherever you are. Maybe you're in your office right now. Maybe you're, I don't know, maybe you're at home. Maybe you've got a day off or anything. Maybe you just need to be reminded that we're not that far away from the weekend.
And that life is really good.
Yeah, man.
And we do that by playing Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings and playing some classic clips from our show. Everyone has a little dance and enjoys themselves. It's real fun.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
First up from Siobhan in Bangor, classic bit of American news TV.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
Still good, isn't it? Andy in Edinburgh and Matt in Fleet want the lady from the cafe saying,
"It's just a potato, darling."
Annie in Kent wants this bit of Jemais we played the other day from Summer Heights High.
My name is Jemais, Jemie. Weird name, I know, but you'll get used to it. Yes, I come from one of the most expensive private girls' schools in the state, but I'm actually really cool. Please don't be intimidated by me.
Sam Liverpool wants this classic bit of Derek Acora on Most Haunted, getting possessed by a man called Richard.
What is it, Derek? You all right?
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Richard.
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 Nath off of Amesbury wants my rubbish Australian joke from yesterday's show. Do you know what Australians call Loughborough?
No.
Luga Baruga?
Oh, what? That's pretty bad.
I might have made that up. Ciara in what? Ciara in Belfast wants the governess from The Chase in her car. She's in her car. Vroom, vroom.
No, I'm actually in a Honda Jazz.
I'll play this for a while. Do you remember when Donald Trump called the Mexican president Enrique?
Yes, this is great.
Couldn't get through. Adam and the fibre team in Cheltenham want this.
I believe the president is on the phone. Enrique? A lot of people waiting.
Introducing President
Kenya
Kiesa.
Hello.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hello, you there? Real talk, you got me going crazy. Hello.
Hello.
You there?
So yeah. Good.
Enrique.
Couldn't get through. Enrique, president is on the phone.
Robin Sheffield wants Friendly Fire's Live Lounge when they covered Medusa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
No, so good.
Again.
Oh, who asked for this?
Robin Sheffield.
Hero.
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
Hang on, one sec. What? And Scott from Eastleigh, is that me? Oh yeah, I wanted to play this again. Nadine, Zane Hours.
What about when you were in Girls Aloud? Did you guys ever go off and beautify? Did you ever get
that was a long beautifying process.
Long.
Oh my God, ears and ears and ears.
Yes.
Ears. Ears.
Bambolea, bambolea.
Well then.
Porque mi vida yo la prefiero.
Wait a sec. Oh, dear boy.
I'm
probably doing
Bambaleo,
yeah? Wait there, old chap. Hello, Lauren in Paisley, you're first. We've got Joe in his mum's car.
It's Joe.
It's Joe in his mum's car in Manchester.
A lot of people loving the gap today. I think it was especially a good one. Hello, Stephen in Suffolk. 5-star gap he's rating that one.
It was a good one. Hello, James. Just busy cultivating, really, in Oxfordshire. Nick in Yorkshire. Buzzing to see the lads this weekend. Emma in Kent's on board. Jamie in Kent wanted to hear Moo again. Okay, I'll sort that for you.
Tash and Dan currently house hunting in Southampton.
Want to buy my house?
by your mum's house.
She's very happy there, thanks.
Do you own property in Southampton as well?
No.
Oh.
Beth in Bristol, hello. Look, there's Sam and Dan. They're always there. The builders in Midsummer Norton. Will from Warwickshire.
Archie in sunny Wiltshire.
Simon in Plymouth is WFH today, working from home. Are you in Plymouth later?
I'm in Plymouth tonight.
Get yourself down the hoe.
Yes. Down the where?
The hoe, Plymouth hoe.
Oh.
Oh. Right on the sea there.
Catching this in my mouth. Yeah. Mm.
Thank you, Arlene Phillips and Len Goodman. Will, Ryan and Freddie in Hampshire. Liam in Biggleswade getting some windows replaced.
Hello to Molly in Herefordshire right now, loving Bumbleo Wednesday.
Last Bumbleo Wednesday of my placement before I get back to uni. That's Meg. Stuart farming in Windsor. Sierra in Stratford-upon-Avon, and Sam in Liverpool.
Hello.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you ever get into a bit of a hole? I know a lot of people do on YouTube. Do you ever get into one on Reddit? I was in one last night. You know what I mean? Where you just can't, you just go really deep into
it. I know what you
it.
Mean. One thing links to another, to yeah. another, and you're in.
Anyway, so I found some 18th century job titles, which don't exist anymore, like jobs that are now extinct. And I thought what we could do today is maybe spruce up some people's CVs. Do you know what I mean? Like put something a little bit more unusual in there, like along with where you went to school and what qualifications you
I
got.
I see, yeah.
For example, cowbanger. That was someone who was a dairy farmhand. Just squeeze the teats there.
But
the
a
cow.
Much better name than the longer version. Yeah. I like that. Cowbanger.
Then there was a bummery, who is the kind of middleman between the wholesaler and the retailer at fish markets.
So some of these jobs exist then, still. They just don't have these names anymore.
Yeah,
right?
These are all 18th century. Then there was electric bath attendant. If you wanted to be an electric bath attendant, you have to be the shower attendant and steam room attendant for a lot of businessmen. Weirdly, still a job in Norway and Belgium. So, yeah, I did actually ask on Twitter yesterday if you want your CV, if you want help with your CV, let me know. And people were like, yeah, get me a job. I was like, no, that's not it. But we will give some people a little spruce up of their CV just after three.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Daniel.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
All good.
Hey.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm just parked up in my work van in between jobs.
Okay. Now, I know that you were the one in the group that that got the tattoo on the lad's holiday. Am I right?
Yeah, you're very right.
How long ago was this?
It was 3 years ago now.
Okay, so you would have been... You're 23 now, so you'd have been 20, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you could just tell everyone what you've got there on your bum.
It beats the 16.
Yeah.
With a palm tree.
With a palm tree, it makes all the difference. That's lovely.
It does.
Thing is, Scott, you're just coming from a place where you haven't got any tattoos, that I know of, anyway.
No.
Unless you've got any to declare right now.
No. Have you?
No, but what I'm saying is you just need that one good one at the start. Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should let everyone decide what should be the first one on you. That would be good. Oh,
no,
this is a good idea.
If we're doing this, we're going in this together.
Right, so then some kind of game. One of us will get tattooed.
No, I think we both get tattoos. Maybe relating to each other.
All right, listen, no? It's something to think about.
Or is that
we'll
too weird?
I don't know, I'm sort of backing away from this.
We're not actual couple, are we? just on the radio. Oh, well, there you are with your Ibiza 16 tattoo on your bum and a palm tree. And you know a banger when you hear one, do you, Daniel?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, well, here's what I've got for you today. Peek Me, it's Hair by Little Mix. Oh, I really want to hear this.
You're really out there at the moment, aren't you? It's like you're just living a very, very good life right now. I'm being very, very happy.
I just want to be me.
All right. Well, that's Scott's banger choice. You can have my banger choice today, Daniel, which is this. taking it back to my mum's Corsa. She's not in it. It's just me. It's me driving around, windows down.
No, don't listen to this with your mum.
No, I'm painting the wrong picture here. But this is Usher, Alicia Keys, My Boo.
They're both good. Okay, Daniel. What are you saying? Are you asleep or?
You know, it's midweek. I think Chris is taking it too, so I've got to give it to Scott.
Yes! When it drop it low and take it, girl, you want it bum.
Them other youth men said them definitely wrong. BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, Peppa.
Hello.
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 We can do this forever.
I know we could.
Robots are starting to provide education, care, and even affection.
I love you.
As the world transforms, we're asking, will human contact become a luxury?
The Beyond Today podcast. One big question about one big story every day.
Listen now on BBC Sounds. Push me so far, now I'm on the air.
Underrated Little Mix song, that is.
Next week you'll have, what was that one? Here Comes the Power. That one.
Oh, that's awesome as well.
Yeah, you'll have that one on next week.
I'm writing that down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sam Fender, hello.
Hello.
I know that you're a big fan of Superfan Steve, you were just telling Chris.
I think it's hilarious. It genuinely makes us wet myself.
Steve.
It's too good.
Maybe you could be Steve one day. I quite like that.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
I don't know whether we keep the name Steve or we give you a different
Brian.
Yeah.
Would you do it for us one day?
Aye.
Yeah, awesome. Something really embarrassing has happened to both me and Sophie, who work on the show. You're the real Sam Fender, aren't you?
Yes.
Right, so there was an incident in a pub quite near here 3 Fridays ago. Where I went up to a bloke and went,
no.
Sam!
No, you didn't.
Really nice to meet you. Because at that time, you had just been on the one show, which is filmed downstairs from this building, right? Uh-huh. So to me, that made, and to Sophie, made sense that you might be in the pub around the corner. And there was this dude that looked just like you. And we both bowled up and went, I went first. I was like, because we were like, is that something? Yeah, it's something. You know that thing where you're like,
it wasn't.
No, you go up. And I went up and I was like, Sam, how was the one show? And he went, what? Sophie, how awful was it?
Oh my God, it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
And but I just say, like, when I heard about this story, I thought it was unbelievable because only a couple of hours before, Scott was announcing you as number one, right? So didn't you do like a video? Didn't I see a video of like Sam Fender on the chart as well? So you would have seen exactly what he was looking like that day. Mm. This was ridiculous.
And we've got fake Sam Fender on the phone. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
At your name, Dom. Yeah, Dom. The worst thing of all is that Sophie actually used to work with you and still didn't realise that you weren't Sam Fender.
I know. Like, I can understand why you maybe mistook me for Sam, but I was like looking at Sophie like, What's going on here?
I'm so sorry, Dom. I'm so sorry.
So I was so awful that I just had to walk away and let Sophie deal with it. Classic me.
But do we also think now that Sam, you should be in on this discussion, there's now room for a Sam Fender
look-alike.
Do you know what I mean? There's
I tell
work
you what,
in it.
Like, Dom, if you're up for doing some promo for us...
I was going to say...
You could do
anything
plenty.
You don't want...
If you
want
to do me interviews, I'll chuck you some coin if you do that for us, like... So I can just sit in, you know, and eat takeaways and you can go out and do me interviews. I'll just give you
hey,
some...
I'm up for that. I'm
I'll
up
give you
for
some,
that.
I'll
that's
give you some
that.
Basic answers.
And then awesome. Go. This is a bit
can
like...
Can you do a Geordie accent? Try a Why I Man. Go on.
Go on.
Why I Man.
Yeah. That's good enough.
That's
fine.
So you need.
He can do all your interviews on Capital. We call it the C word. So, Dom, I'm so sorry about that. Thing that happened. I'm sorry I ran away as well. It was just too awful.
You're not the first and you won't be the last, so it's cool. No. It's cool.
All right, thanks, Dom.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, Sam Fender.
Hello.
Shall we now review your live lounge?
Oh, God.
Right, here is you, Sam Fender, in the live lounge.
Brian Adams.
Thanks for bringing back the sax, by the way.
Ah, thank you, mate. Drums sound good.
That's not you, though.
It's not, it's true.
I don't want to be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. Baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger.
Just going ham on it. Overdrive, full, everything on 11.
Yeah, that's what we call full beans.
Yeah, full beans.
I'm not giving a five full beans. You know? Full beans, man.
Sam Fender, full beans in the live lounge.
Full beans.
Happy with that?
Aye. That sounds good enough.
Good, man.
It's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick, as me dad would say.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, have you got a who for tomorrow? Because we're going to do the who game. Something a bit retro, someone, something. It can be like a TV show, anything. Advert, let me know. Scott.Mills at bbc.co.uk. I've got one for you.
Go on, Anne.
When Alexandra Burt thought she'd invented the phrase elephant in the room.
So there was an elephant in the room, and I'd never heard of the saying before, and it's a very American saying, so I thought, well, why not be the first person to kind of bring it over here?
That's a great one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So last night I found some 18th century jobs, which don't exist anymore, like old jobs.
It's funny this, isn't it? When you go and look up something on the internet, I don't know, you could be watching a video and then you end up on one thing and then another
it was
and
that.
Then another and you get another idea in your head and you end
exactly
up
there. That.
It's like, do you know what I mean?
But
you,
these,
you're on Reddit, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some of these jobs are fascinating. So, you know, CVs are quite boring generally, aren't they?
Well, they are. You've never had to write one, though, have you? Thinking about it. I'd love to see that.
I don't think I have. Have you?
I have, yeah, because I've had other jobs than this.
What other jobs have you had?
Well, I've had various high-flying jobs.
Come on, tell us.
City and
in the city?
No,
you worked
really.
In the city?
No, I haven't. I'm saying most people listening have had to write a CV.
Yeah, but have you?
Yeah, I've written a CV.
And what's on it?
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Are you embarrassed by your previous
no,
jobs?
No, I'm just saying, because I know how these things play out. I think two steps ahead. So what will then happen? I'll have to produce said CV. It will end up going through on air. Previous employers will be on.
Yeah.
All references will get checked. You know, it'll be horrendous.
Okay, I understand. There's something you're not telling me, and I don't know what it is. I know some of your past.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything that would be that embarrassing.
Let's not dig deep.
All right. No, I've never done one. But, like, imagine if you, in amongst all the boring stuff, it just said, like, I don't know, 2006... colorist of artificial fish.
Yeah, amazing.
This is one of these old jobs from the 18th century.
This is what I mean. In the 1800s, the way they described jobs was just better than now.
Yeah, so that is exactly what it says. You'd have to add color to any artificial fish decorations that might be around. Tosher. In the dark sewers, there you are, sifting through raw sewage to find any valuables that had fallen down the drain. You're a tosher.
Yeah, you're a tosher. But these jobs, a lot of these jobs do exist now. They're just under much more boring names. And the thing is, we can help you with your CV by introducing some of these new ones that you've found.
Yeah, so we're going to do that in a minute. We're going to real spice up your CV for you. Someone says Scott goes to interviews with his Wikipedia page printed out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Amy.
Hiya.
Welcome to the Scott Mills CV Clinic. Okay, are you looking for work at the moment?
I am, yes.
Okay, what are you good at?
Well, I'm currently studying it in the events.
Events, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so what's previously on your CV? What have you got on there?
So currently I've got my education, my previous job, my work experience, and my personal three statement and my skills.
Okay. Would you like me to add something to that?
If you want, yeah.
Okay, if you can put, this is from the 18th century, but it'll get a reaction. Knocker up of the work people. Right?
Oh, this sounds wrong, but I think I've heard of this one before.
Yeah, okay. So what it is, if anyone asks in the interview when you get to that stage, you'll be having lots of early starts because you had to go round all the work people's houses and wake them up because before alarm clocks or phones.
I would say there's actually a demand for this because I never trust phones. I never trust the alarm on the phone. Right, and you've experienced this before, Scott, where you haven't made the alarm when it's meant to wake you up.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and actually, if someone was there just knocking on your window...
I would pay coin for a knocker-up of the work
would
people.
You?
Yeah, I would. I would, because sometimes I don't get up. So, Amy, add that on, please.
Well done.
Knocker-up of the work people. Juliet, how can I help? Welcome to the clinic.
Hello.
Okay, are you seeking employment at the moment?
Yes, I'm desperately unemployed.
Yeah, so at the top of your CV, have you done that, like, couple of lines which has to be all about you? You know, I'm a fun, interesting...
Fun-loving.
So, yeah, fun-loving. Yeah, you know what fun-loving I mean?
Fun-loving girl.
Yeah, have you done that?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Is it kind of samey as a lot of other CVs, though? Do you need a job title to just sort of make it stand out?
I think I definitely need a job title to help me stand out.
All right,
okay,
what are you
right.
saying,
okay,
Mills?
Let me just go back in time to the 18th century... would you like to be an emasculator?
That's exactly what I want to be.
So, I wonder what an emasculator is. Mm. I think all of these jobs, they're never quite how they sound in the title, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. So what is it, Scott?
All right, so you are... Put this on, right, under the interests and hobbies, right? Right, to put it... this. Say it was a job.
Okay.
This... Well, you were... You used to be someone who would castrate the livestock on a farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
You happy with that?
That's absolutely perfect. Thank you very much.
You should put that under hobbies.
Oh, no. No, actually, don't put it under...
No, but it is one of my hobbies, so it's all good.
No, put it...
There we go.
Put it as a previous job, please.
Okay. All done.
Emasculator.
Emasculator, fantastic.
If you need a reference for that job, then give them the email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, all right?
Yeah, cheers, all right.
Don't mention it. Like, I feel that was underappreciated.
No, I actually think that was a good service.
I just literally offered myself as reference, and she was like, yeah, sure. No, but I would do it.
Yeah,
do you think that would that hold any weight with any employer?
Well, I don't know. So you're saying if anyone contacts you on that email, you will give the reference? I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, maybe forget that, actually. Forget I ever said it.
Scott Mills.
Spoke to Lauren, who is a fresher in Falmouth, and we've been following her all week. We made her do a big speech in her first lecture just to introduce herself to everybody in there.
Don't be intimidated by my beauty.
If you see me around campus, please come and talk to me.
If you see me around campus, please come and talk to me.
Go, run, 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 get out. Hi. Well done. That was awful. But it did get her name known around campus. People were talking about it.
Well, this is really good. This is what we wanted. I mean, she's almost a BNOC, isn't she? Big name on campus.
Then yesterday when you weren't here, I called Lauren and woke her up.
Hello.
Lauren? Scott Mills.
Hey, Scott.
Have I woken you up?
Yeah.
We are the breakfast show for freshers, and that's a fact. She also told me this.
What's happening tonight? Oh, I'm not going out.
I don't think we're going out.
Sure, Jan. Of course you are.
We'll see.
Okay. So today, we were going to get Lauren on the show, but the team have been calling Lauren all day, and no answer. It's just ringing out. So,
she's not on the line at the moment. We can't get hold of her.
Not here. Not on.
Oh.
At all. No, can't get
hold
of her.
And that's tricky, because Wednesday nights... all students go out on a Wednesday.
They
night,
do.
Don't know, sports night.
She said that. She's like, oh, I'll go out on Wednesday, I'll stay in tonight. Yeah, whatever. Or she could be deep in lectures.
I doubt it.
So do I.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And you know I love it. It's time for another Who game. 1.